Chelsea Good, and I am the Vice President of Government and Industry Affairs with Livestock Marketing Association. I'm also a board member for U.S. Animal Health Association and National Institute of Animal Agriculture, and those are the two organizations that have been working on the website that I think we're going to talk about.
Yes. Tell me about the development of this Interstate Livestock website, how it all came together, and really the main purposes of it.
Perfect. Well, you know, what happened is the website was developed to fix an issue with not knowing what all requirements apply when moving different classes of livestock between states. You've got, you know, your state animal health requirements, but then you also have your federal animal disease traceability requirements, and they change a lot by class of animal. And so there was an issue with producers and veterinarians not always knowing the most current requirements for different shipments, and it's something that had been talked about a lot at U.S. Animal Health Association's annual meetings, which involves lots of state veterinarians and industry as well. So this issue had been talked about quite a bit, and it was decided at U.S. Animal Health Association to come forward with a resolution recommending that some sort of an online resource be created that was freely accessible to anyone, where you could look up the requirements for moving livestock from one place to another.
Who is involved in making the website as streamlined and easy to understand as possible?
So it's really been a group effort. The two lead organizations on this website have been the U.S. Animal Health Association and the National Institute of Animal Agriculture. There was a proposal process, and the group that's actually created the website is an organization called Trace First. And they worked really hand-in-hand with the state veterinarians as well as USDA to make sure that the requirements that are put into that website are accurate. Also, USDA did provide some funding for the initial development of the website, which was very helpful.
What's an easy way to describe how the website works once a producer is on there and trying to follow the instructions?
So when you go to interstatelivestock.com, you'll have a couple different drop-down boxes of questions you have to answer. Things like, what state are you coming from? What state are you going to? Questions about the type of cattle. So are they steers, heifers, cows, bulls? And then also questions about the age of the animals. And once you answer those questions, it really walks you through what will pop up is a very specific list of requirements. And those are the requirements that apply to that movement that you're making. And it might say things like, you know, a health certificate's required, or if you're moving to certain states, maybe a movement permit is needed, or maybe if you're moving bulls, they have to be trichomoniasis tested if they are of a certain age, those sorts of things.
When did the website go live?
The website actually just went live within the last couple of weeks. It was announced at the U.S. Animal Health Association convention and went live there, and that was just this October.
Anything else, Chelsea?
I just encourage producers and veterinarians to check out interstatelivestock.com. It's a great resource for figuring out all of the regulations or requirements for moving livestock.